Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Thursday, January 4th, 2024, 9:08 a.m. on this Thursday morning. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Morning Show. We've got a lot of local news and happenings to bring you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Of course, it is Thursday, so for the first time in 2024, we'll be speaking with a reporter with the Times Independent. Joining us now is Gwen Dilworth. Good morning, Gwen.
Hey, good morning, David. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us for the show. Gwen, you guys have your year in review as well as some other stories. Tell us what's in this latest edition.
Yeah, absolutely. Labyrinth Canyon, which was the site of a controversial recent Bureau of Land Management travel management plan, which closed over 300 miles of motorized routes in the area, is now the site of a potential potash drilling, and that could mean that new roads could be constructed in that area that's already been kind of the site of a lot of road closures.
Huh, that's very interesting. So possible new roads, how does that fit within that travel plan?
Yeah, so the roads are separate from the travel plan, but I think, some environmental advocates are seeing some irony and the crackdown in that area, and then at the same time opening, a new site for drilling. Yeah,
that's very interesting, huh? Well, that's a full report in the Times Independent. Folks can pick it up and read it. What else do you have this week?
Yeah, sure. Another mining story. Colorado-based Energy Fuels has announced that the company is ramping up uranium mining at the La Salle Mining Complex in the mountains. They plan to produce uranium ore there in the coming year and then profit at Blanding's White Mesa Mill in 2025.
Huh, very interesting. Well, that's a real short drive then between those two locations. What was your conversation with Energy Fuels like? What did they have to say?
Yeah, they said, uranium prices are higher than they've ever been, and there's a lot of support from the government for nuclear energy, and that kind of motivated their decision to ramp up mining at that location.
Huh. Well, very interesting. Well, again, you've got more news in the Red Rock listening area and in the Times Independent. What else is in this latest edition of the Times Independent?
Sure. There's been another challenge to that travel management plan that I just spoke about, this time in federal court. And that's, several off-roading groups who are the plaintiffs in that case, bringing their complaints about the closures and losing access before a federal judge this time. And it's actually not the first lawsuit that's been filed in that case, but the first in federal court.
Huh, very interesting. Well, again, it's a full edition of the Times Independent. Of course, as we reach the end of the year, there's time for reflection, and I know the Times Independent does that, looking back, it does a year in review. What to you is the most interesting story from 2023, Gwen?
Yeah, absolutely. I think a story that captured me and that we actually chose as our story of the year was Deb McMurdo's story about River Barry. She is a woman who in November 2022 rescued a gravely injured base jumper who was caught on a sandstone wall about 100 feet in the air. She climbed over 100 feet to reach the base jumper and helped him safely to the ground. She was actually mountain biking that day. She had no intention of climbing or saving anybody, but she was awarded a life-saving award by the Grand County Sheriff, Jamison Wiggins, which brought her back to Moab and gave Doug the opportunity to interview her and tell her story.
Wow, that's a pretty incredible story. What'd she say the reasoning was that she went ahead and did that?
Yeah, I think she realized that she was the only person who had the skills to climb and save the man who was caught. She's a very experienced climber and happened to have all of that gear in her car that fateful day.
Wow, incredible. Well, again, that's just one of a lot of stories covered in this past year, and And like we say, the Times Independent, you guys have a good, you know, if someone wants to look back at the year and wonder what happened, you got a good year in review, a couple of stories. So again, we've been speaking with Gwen Dilworth, the reporter for the Times Independent. Anything else you want to mention before we let you run this morning, Gwen?
That's all I have. Thanks so much, David.
Awesome. Thank you, Gwen. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be back with more local news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.7.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
Learn from the best at USU Blanding and earn your construction technology and management certificate. Real-world hands-on projects and expert instruction will prepare you for a successful career in the industry. Gain valuable experience with industry professionals and build a strong foundation for your future. Limited seats available, so act now. Call 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115. Or visit us online to start your journey.
Enroll now. Classes start January 6th.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or Southeast Utah CTE.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, reminds you it's time to clean and tune up your furnace this winter. Check out this unbelievable special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss the big Red Rock Radio Winter Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this winter with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Thursday, January 4th, 2024, 9:17 a.m. on this Thursday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
Good. You're sounding a little better.
Yeah.
Been fighting cold.
I think I'm feeling a bit better, but I don't know that I'm sounding any better. But we press on anyways.
Yes, we do.
Bill, it's that time of year, 2024, an election year.
Yeah.
The filing period is now open in the state of Utah.
Yeah, they made some changes. This is just in the Utah area, but the filing period was moved up. It opened on January 2nd. Quite often it was in March that the filing period opened, but it opened early this year. A new policy. Well, you know, statewide sign up. It's really rather intriguing. The state legislature hasn't even had their session yet. And so this filing period will open and will close for partisan races before the state legislative session opens. Anyway, that's going to have an interesting impact because legislators will know who's running against them, and it may impact how they act in the legislative session. I don't know. I guess they're always thinking about the impact on their electability, but anyway, there are repercussions or consequences from every change that they make. I personally really enjoy that they're having it early because in the past it seemed like the filing period closed on Tuesday at 5 o'clock and they had the neighborhood caucuses that evening. So we're making decisions based on candidates that may have just filed 2 hours earlier in Daggett County.
Right, that you haven't had any conversations with or know much about.
Yeah, I don't know anything about. So this will be a chance to get to know the candidates. So it opened on Tuesday, of course, January 2nd. It'll close on Monday, January 8th. And there are a bunch of races. And there's been part of the gaming of this is that I think there's been a lot more announcements of of intent to file, but I called around Grand County and San Juan County and then the state to see who has filed so far. Of course, this is very preliminary. It's not till Monday at 5 o'clock that things close, but Davina Smith filed yesterday for the House seat in District 69, currently held by Phil Lyman, and Lynn Jackson in Moab has also signed up or filed for that office. San Juan County Commission, Commissioner Bruce Adams is the incumbent of the commission district in the northern portion of the county. There's been a lot of interest so far, and more that's promised but hasn't filed yet. But Doug Allen, Lloyd Wilson, and Lori Mon have all signed to run for that commission seat. San Juan County Assessor. Well, we have several incumbents who have signaled that they're going to run again, including Rick Meyer as assessor, Cindy Holyoke as San Juan County Recorder, Glennis Pearson, San Juan County Treasurer. Nan Barton is running for the San Juan School Board. Anyway, a lot going on, and it closes Monday. Just be aware, this is a very early filing season, and it closes on Monday, and of course, nothing's... Yeah, anyone can sign up until then, so this is not a comprehensive list by any means. But it's coming along. School Board District Number 1. So Lori Mon is in the School Board District Number 1 in San Juan School District, and she's running for commissioner. So in her position, Fritz Pipkin Jr. and Ron Nilsen have signed up. Anyway, It's kind of intriguing. In Grand County, there hasn't been a whole lot of sign-ups. The clerk there says that she's received packets but hasn't processed them yet for a number of candidates. Gina Nielsen for Grand County Recorder is the only county-level position that someone has filed yet.
Mm-hmm.
For state positions, David Hinkins has filed to run again as the state senator for this area. And of course, we've got the two candidates so far for the House seat. On statewide offices, a lot of interest in the Senate seat. There's 8 candidates so far for the U.S. Senate to replace Mitt Romney. John Curtis, our House of Representative, our congressman, is going to run for Senate. Brent Hatch, it's Orrin Hatch's son. Brad Wilson, a longtime legislator. They're all running for Senate in addition to 5 others. For the House seat that's now abandoned by John Curtis, or he'll finish out his term. That's open. Yeah. Stuart Pay and Glenn Wright are among the 3 candidates who have filed there. Of course, Utah Governor Spencer Cox has filed for re-election in addition to Phil Lyman, our local Utah House representative is from Blanding, is going to run for governor, and he has filed. A lot of local excitement for that. So, anyway, keep in mind that filing period closes Monday, and there's a lot of open seats. No one has filed yet for the school board district in the southeast corner of San Juan School District. San Juan County Surveyor is an open seat, and a lot of positions in Grand County, 4 commission seats, 3 school board seats, treasurer, surveyor, recorder, and assessor, in addition to some service district seats, too. This is open for partisan races and school board races. For nonpartisan races, it's in March that you need to signal. But if you're going to run party affiliated or for a school board of some type, better move soon, because that window's going to close.
Yeah. Well, very good. That's really interesting. You know, speaking of windows closing and elections, you know, talk about these partisan primaries are coming up. They're going to be in June, and if you want to be affiliated with the Republican Party, you need to change your affiliation to the Republican Party by January 9th. So what that means, if you are a registered Republican, that means you don't have to do anything. You know, you just got to register to vote. If you are registered with another party, the United Utah Party, the Democratic Party, and you want to vote in the Republican primaries, you've got to change your affiliation to be a Republican by January 9th. Now, with that, my understanding is if you're an unaffiliated voter, if you just vote and you say, I'm not attached to any party, you might have more time to declare that you're a Republican. That's what it was the last time that there was a closed primary for the Republican Party. So it's really interesting. And that's only the Republican Party. The law applies regardless, but if you're If you want to vote in the Democratic primary, you can be unaffiliated and request a ballot. I don't think that you can be a Republican and request a Democratic ballot. So if you're a Republican and you want to vote in a Democratic primary, you need to at least unaffiliate from Republican, if not affiliate to Democratic parties. So anyway, so that's all a little bit complex. If you want to vote in the Republican primary, check your status. If you're a registered Republican, you're good to go. If you're not, you may want to talk to your county clerk.
Yeah, so if you want to change your affiliation, you need to do it soon. If you're already, you know, if you're fine with how you're already registered. When I've mentioned this to people, they, well, am I a Republican? Well, I don't know. Yeah. I assume that you may be. I assume you may be a Democrat, but
if you've received a Republican primary election, you know, in the past couple of years, then you're probably good. Anyways, yeah, you can check that status online and change it with the county clerk's office. But again, that is a deadline that is coming up for folks that may want to do that. So, kind of interesting. And of course, that's, you know, talking about those local and state elections, but there's also federal elections and the 2024 presidential primary too, which is interesting because the Republican Party is not doing standard vote. You're not voting on who your candidate is. They're doing a preferential poll, so you have to go to the caucus meeting. Anyways, it's a whole thing
that that'll I'm be sure March we'll 5th.
Yeah, we'll cover it when it gets closer to March, but. Anyways.
But we are marching forth, that's for sure.
Yes, we are on this January 4th, 2023. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. There's a traffic alert in the Shiprock District by the Navajo Police Department. They're asking folks to drive with caution. Of course, we got a little bit of snow throughout the area overnight. Highway 491 South is snowpacked from Little Water, New Mexico. They say State Route 371, as well as several county roads, are snowpacked. U.S. Highway 64 to Mexican Water is snowpacked. Local highway roads are slushy. Arizona Highway snowplows are currently in Canton and making their way east. There's a bunch of efforts underway to clear the roads throughout the area, and especially on the Navajo Nation, where they've got some snowpacked roads this morning. So, be patient, drive carefully, and if you can afford to not travel on these snow-packed roads, maybe give it some time.
Yeah, so it's dry and sunny in some areas of the Red Rock Country, and it's snow-packed in others, so be aware of changing conditions, too. That's the most dangerous of all, is when it's dry and all of a sudden you're on a slick patch.
Yep. Yeah, so be careful as you're out there. We haven't had to say that a lot this winter thus far. It's been pretty dry, but got a good storm yesterday in some parts of the area. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings coming your way. As part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock listening area.
Yes, this is just announced. Services for Glenn Robert Carden, age 68 of Moab, are today at Highland Cemetery in Meeker, Colorado. Funeral services for Jeffrey Fowles, age 60 of Blanding, begin at 1 p.m. on Friday at the Blanding South Chapel of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visitation from 11 to 12:30 before the service. Services for Edith Muir Beeson, age 88 of Moab, begin at 1 p.m. on Saturday at Grand Valley Cemetery. Funeral services for Aaron Oliver begin at 11 a.m. on Saturday at the Arts and Events Center in Blanding. Oliver passed away on December 20th at the age of 46. Funeral services for Alan James Hunt begin at 1 p.m. on Saturday at the Blanding LDS Stake Center. Visitation from 11 to 12:30. Hunt died on December 30th at the age of 77. Funeral services for Michael Epperson, age 83 of Moab, begin at noon on Saturday, January 13th, at the Moab Stake Center of the LDS Church on Locust Lane. Viewing from 6 to 8 on January 12th at Spanish Valley Mortuary. And there'll be a memorial service for Catherine Ann Evans of Cortez at 10 a.m. on January 20th at the LDS Church on Empire Street. She passed away in November. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport and Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems, such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
Now is the best time to buy a new vehicle from Performance Ford of Moab during our end-of-year sales event. We have deals on every vehicle, from Mavericks to Super Duties, and thousands off F-150s. Don't let your money go to Uncle Sam. Buy new and get a business write-off. We offer a variety of financing options and rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s, 0.9% on Expeditions, and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Performance Ford of Moab. Doing deals like never before. It's that easy.
Desert Rivers Credit Union is proud to team up with the communities in our corner of the state. A nationwide network of ATMs and branches, full line of mortgage products, local decision making, low fees and great rates for every credit score are just a few of the things we bring to the team. And to top it off, we are for people, not profit. Come by and meet our team at one of our four branch locations or visit DesertRiversCU.com. We love our communities and are proud to support our youth.
Kick off the start of the year with us at Ute Mountain Casino. Spin your way into January with a Winter Wonder Wheel every Saturday at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m. Lucky winners will be drawn to spin the wheel for a chance to walk away with up to $2,000 in cold, hard cash. Fuel up Fridays from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. One drawn winner will win a $200 gas card. Fuel up your adventures and experience the joy of winning at Ute Mountain Casino.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
Give your family the gift of fast internet this season. Right now, new customers get their first 4 months of residential e-fiber internet free. Unlimited data plans start at just $59.95 a month, and discounts are available for qualifying households. Plus, free installation and equipment with no term contracts. Give Emory Telecom a call right now. 298-8023 in San Juan County, 259-8521 in Moab, or visit emorytelecom.com. Emory Telecom, your local advantage.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Thursday, January 4th, 2024, 9:33 a.m. January 4th, Bill.
Yeah, the number one song on this day, 45 years ago, Too Much Heaven by the Bee Gees. Too Much Heaven was the fourth of six consecutive number ones for the Bee Gees, tying the record set by the Beatles for the most consecutive number one hit. So, man, that was quite a run in late 1970s for the Bee Gees. Speaking of, today is Pop Music Chart Day. The first Billboard chart was created in 1934. In the 1980s, Michael Jackson and Madonna were named the King and Queen of Pop. I don't know if there was a coronation for that. I miss that if there was. Every day is Pop Music Chart Day on the Red Rock Morning Show. I'd like to start off this segment with what the number one song was back in the day. Today's National Trivia Day. We played a trivia game over the holidays that had questions for each generation. You know, so there was a baby boomer question and a Gen X question. And I realized I'm not as good in trivia as I thought I was, as just an old, tired boomer.
Yeah, and that was the name of the game, OK Boomer.
OK Boomer is the name of the... And so anyway, we're targeted for humiliation, I guess. I don't know. It's also National Spaghetti Day, so don't forget that. Birthdays today, scientist Isaac Newton was born on this day in 1643. Man, the world changed. Isaac Newton was a key cog in the development of scientific knowledge, and quite a guy. Biographer and historian Doris Kearns Goodwin is 81 years old today. Actress Diane Cannon was born today in 1937, so she's 87. She was in Heaven Can Wait. I thought she was the most beautiful thing ever in that movie. She was nominated for an Academy Award for that. And then she was nominated for Academy Award for her work behind the camera. She wrote, directed, and produced Number One, which was nominated for an Academy Award. So happy birthday to Diane Cannon. Michael Stipe of REM is 64 today, and singer Patti Loveless is 67. Local birthday today for Colton Bybee. Happy birthday, Colton. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill, and happy birthday to those folks out there. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got the on-air job fair coming your way next, and we'll follow that up with the sports report. Stick with us. It's the morning show on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab Senior Care Facility, is searching for RNs, LPNs, and CNAs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way, just behind the hospital in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a few open positions, including heavy equipment operators, mechanics, a senior mine engineer, and a chief mine engineer. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments. They're also seeking a dialysis manager, a radiology ultrasound tech, and a part-time radiology department secretary/scheduler. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. San Juan County has a number of openings, including a health educator in the public health department and a light equipment operator. Other positions include a Children's Justice Center director and a sheriff's deputy, in addition to a part-time community marketing coordinator and an EMT. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. Ancuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tomorrow role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Have you heard? San Juan Health has some exciting new features on their website. From a single account, you can view your entire family's medical bills, set up payment plans, fill out forms, and more. You can even pay a bill by responding to a text from the hospital or clinic. To find out more and create your own account today, visit sanjuanhealth.org and click Online Bill Pay. San Juan Health, chasing perfection since 1947.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Do you enjoy working with children? Care About Childcare is looking for people who are interested in starting their own childcare business in San Juan County. Startup costs and a $2,500 grant are available for family childcare providers. A $10,000 grant is available for childcare centers. Funding is limited. Call 435-613-5619 to learn more. Funded by DWS through the ARPA Discretionary Fund.
Main Street Drug and Boutique in Monticello is an enthusiastic supporter of our local schools. Under new ownership, Main Street Drug still has the same friendly and professional staff to meet your every need. The boutique features lots of neat items, clothing, jewelry, candy, seasonal items, home decor, men's gifts, and toys. Stop in to 140 South Main Street, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Main Street Drug and Boutique, trusted care from people you know.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Tuesday, January 4th, 2024, 9:43 a.m. And for the first time in 2024, we're going to have a basketball game on Red Rock 92.7. Looking forward to bringing you the broadcast tonight between the Monticello Buckaroos and Green River Pirates. It's tipping off at 7, so should be good fun. Looking at some scores from yesterday, looks like Grand County boys beating Union High 81-73. But yeah, it should be fun. Bill and Vernon Hatch are going to be on that call tonight.
Yeah, and the Green River girls do not have a team this year, so there's only one game tonight. It's at 7 o'clock. It's the boys playing. I think some of the original schedules had the boys playing at 5:30 and the girls at 7, but there's just one game, 7 o'clock. Green River Monticello boys.
Yeah, should be fun. You know, I went up north, what was it, last week or something, and coming on the way back, happened to turn on my radio in Wellington in Emory County, that's in Carbon County. But 92.7 was buzzing through there. So if you're a Green River fan, you might be able to catch it on the radio. Of course, you'll definitely be able to see it on streamutah.live. We'll be broadcasting it there too.
Yeah, the game is here in Monticello, 7 o'clock. We're back in.
Yeah.
San Juan and Emory played on Tuesday, so we've had some games played, but we did not go to Emory County to cover that. But we'll be there tonight in the Monticello High School gym, and look forward to another couple of months of intense basketball action. We yeah. rack up the games, that's for sure.
Yeah, we do. And it's a lot of fun, too. I mean, we always have some good teams to follow. And this year, I'm really excited. The number one team in the 1A girls is the Monument Valley Cougars.
Yeah.
They look just as good and even better than last year. And so that'll be fun.
Won a big tournament over the holiday.
And... Yep. Yeah, won the Sinai, the Striking Eagle Native American Invitational in Albuquerque. They won their bracket. And yeah, they're looking good. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. Excited to get into region play. And Monticello and Green River will open that up tonight.
I think this is correct. Green River is 5-4, but three of their four losses have come to the hands of the same team. They've played Wayne County three times.
Wow.
So they should be flying high. It should be a good game.
Yeah, should be fun. Well, once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Let's take a look at the regional sports report. In action yesterday, the Phoenix Suns beat by the LA Clippers 131-122. The Utah Jazz beat the Detroit Pistons in overtime 154-148. Jordan Clarkson with 36 points for the Jazz in that win. That was a pretty wild ending in regulation. The Jazz hit a three-pointer to go up by three with about 4 seconds left, and then the Pistons got a heave at the buzzer to send it to overtime.
Wow.
But,
boy, that's a game you don't want to drop either. The Pistons are breaking records in futility, so
yep.
Glad they got that overtime win for the Jazz.
Yeah, and the point total, again, 154-148. That was a ton of points in an NBA game. So I guess the lack of defense maybe is what's keeping Detroit out of those games. Looking at games tonight, the Denver Nuggets are in Golden State taking on the Warriors tonight at 8, so that should be a good one to check out tonight. Well, that'll do it for the Regional Sports Report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. We're really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Thursday.